The shiur is dedicated Leilu Nishmas Racholeya Basav Chaim Tzvi. You have in front of you a series of sheets, and the next two shiurim will be devoted to the topic of Hallel that we say on Pesach night. The Mishnah in Psachim, on page number one, item number one in the right hand corner, records the following in the underlying section. We are familiar with it because we read it in the Haggadah. B'chol dor v'dor, chayav adam, liros es atzmo, ki'ilu hu yatzav mimitzvayim. In every generation, a person is obligated to see himself as if he has left Egypt. Shenemar, Pasuk says, V'yigada tol avincha b'yom ahu leimor, ba'avur zeh, osa Hashem li, b'tzeisi mimitzvayim. The Mishnah continues, Lefikach, this is a critical word that we're going to be commenting on. The Mishnah indicates that since a person sees himself as if he has left Mitzrayim, therefore, Anachnu chayovim lahoydeis lehalel, lishabeach lefoer, liroimeim lehader, livorech liale ulekales, lemisha asa labaseinu bolonu, as called Anisim Ha'elum. Because of this sense of vicariously seeing oneself as if one has left Mitzrayim, and this applies in every dor v'dor, therefore, there's an obligation to say Sherech Hodot Hashem Yisbarach. L'mi she'asal avaseinu v'lanu, as called Anisim Ha'elum, to the one who did for us all these Nisim, Hotzianu me'avdos acheros, he took us out from servitude, from bondage into freedom. Miyogel nesimcha, me'evel liyamtav, me'afeilo liyor godol, u'mishibu legula. And as a result, we are obligated, v'nom alefanov, haluka. The Mishnah that continues, again the underlying section, and tells us, ad heichan hu omer, so how much of the halel is one obligated to say? Be'sham umrim adim abanim smecha. Be'sham he says that one is obligated to recite the first stanza of Hallel, the stanza that begins, Halleluka, Hallelu Abdi Hashem. We are very familiar with that perek in Tehillim, the perek, of course, that is recited every time we say Hallel, and that is the perek Kuf Yud Gimel, that begins, Halleluka, Hallelu Abdi Hashem, Hallelu Hashem Hashem, Yishem Hashem Mevarach Me'atav Yad Olam. And at the end, it ends, Lo Shivim Nedivim in Nedivi Amo, Moshivi Akeres Habayis, Im Avon Mesumecha Halleluka. Ubesilo Amin, the Mishnah continues, that one continues with the second stanza, namely, Bitseis Yisrael Mimitzvoyim, Beis Yaakov Me'am Lois, and that stanza ends, Hahofchi Atzur Agamoyim, Chalomish Lemaino Moyim. So in effect, we have here a clear machlokes between Besham and Besilel, whether we recite two stanzas of Hallel or whether we recite one stanza of Hallel. The Mishnah says, Bechaisim Begeula, and then of course we have the bracha at the end of Magid, which is the bracha of God Yisrael, and then of course we drink the second kos yayin, the kos of Borei Pri HaGefen. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hachamitzu Matzah, that's in item number two, directly below, discusses the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Netzvayim. The Rambam tells us in Halacha Aleph, mitzvah saseh shol Torah l'sapri ha-benisim miniflos, shenasol ha-vaseinu b'mitzvayim b'leil ha-mishrasa b'nisan. This, of course, is the mitzvah salayla, the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Netzvayim, which, of course, is markedly different than the mitzvah of Zechiyah Tzias Netzvayim that applies kol ha-shana kula. Dafka, let us say there we have a specific mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Netzvayim. In Periches, the Rambam describes the components of the Seder. In Periches, one can find on page number 5, the Rambam begins that Perek, it's item number 3, on page 5. The Rambam begins that Perek, Seder Asiyas Mitzvos Eilu B'Leil Chamishos HaKachu, and the Rambam goes into a lengthy description of the particulars of the Seder. And there also, you'll notice in Halacha Hey, there the Rambam mentions the Omer Lefikach Anot Chayavim LaHodos LaHalel LaShabech LaFoyer LaHadel LaRomim LaGadel LaNatzech LaMisha Asal HaSeinu B'Lanu Is Kol Nisim Ha'Elu. The Ram obviously quotes the Mishnah, the position of Beis Hillel, and then he quotes the Chasima of Geula. So in Perek Zayin, the Rambam faithfully as well, because the statement of the Mishnah, that Chayiv Anu Liras HaSatzmo, that's in page number 1, Makor number 2, on page 1, Perek Shvi of the Rambam Chavetz Matzah, look at Halacha Vav, the last Halacha on that page, B'chol Dover Dor Chayiv Anu Liras HaSatzmo, Ki Ilu Hu Ba'atzmo Yotza Ata Mishibu Mitzrayim, Shenemar V'osanu Hotzi Misham. The Rambam has a number of distinctions between his Nusach and the Nusach of the Mishnah that we just read. We read the Nusach, Chayav on the Lira says Atmo, Kilu Yatim Mitzrayim. The Rambam says, Chayav on Laharos, one is obligated to show. Kilu Hu Ba'atmo Yatza Ata, he left now Mitzrayim. Shenema, Rosan Rotzi Misham. In Perichas, the Rambam doesn't formulate the Chol Dor V'Dor Chayav, but the Nusach of that God, that we do find that language. A number of fundamental questions on the terminology of the Mishnah that I would like to raise. A simple reading of the Mishnah and its continuity would indicate to us that B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Liros Esatzmo Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim is a prerequisite for the recitation of Hallel and Leil HaSeder. And we mentioned a moment ago, this is clearly inherent in the expression Lefikach. As a consequence of the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I am duty bound to say Hallel. Does that imply that without B'chol Dor V'Dor, one would not say Hallel? Isn't the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim, isn't the nace of the Exodus sufficient to precipitate the obligation to say Hallel? And yet the Mishnah, by the use of this one word, Lefikach, seems to preclude that obvious possibility. Lefikach indicates, as a consequence of the fact that Chayav Adam Liris HaSatzmo, Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, Lefikach Anat Chayavim Lahodos LaHallel. And that indicates a very close connection between that sense of Chayav Adam Liros and Lefikach, we're obligated to say hello. What's the nature of that connection? Secondly, the Mishnah formulates the Machlokes B'Shama Beis Hillel, whether one recites one stanza of Hallel or two stanzas of Hallel, with the following question that precedes it. Ad Heichan Hu Omer. To one point, as Hallel is said. The implication, of course, immediately is that we don't recite the entire Hallel. The Mishnah already indicates that by the question. Ad Heichan Hu Omer. We don't say the entire Hallel. There's somehow a boundary line, a line of demarcation has to be drawn. Why is there such an assumption? On Yom Tov, as we know, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the practice is to say the entire Hallel. On Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara comments, a few places in Shas, that they would say Chatzei Hallel. That was the meaning in Babel that Rav discovered. The meaning to say Chatzei Hallel to delete certain paragraphs. But on Leil HaSeder, the Mishnah automatically assumes that somehow this Hallel has been truncated. Ad Heichan Hu Omer. That one, for some reason, does not recite the entire Hallel. And the question is, why? Why is there such an assumption embedded in the very question of the Mishnah that the entire Hallel is not recited? Question number 3 is based on Yerushalmi and Psachim, lower right-hand corner, Makor number 4. Yerushalmi, commenting on the argument between Beshama and Beisilo, records the dialogue that took place between them. Amalehem Beshamai. Beshamai says to Beisilo, you, Beis Hillel, who argue, they were obligated to say not only the first stanza, but the second stanza as well. Namely, the stanza that begins not just Kufi Gimel, but Kufi Dala B'Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim Beis Yaakov Miyam Loeis V'chiyotzu Yisrael Mimitzrayim Shur Maske Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Shama Yes Beis Hillel. How could you recite two stanzas of Hallel, including the second stanza, the second paragraph of B'Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, when the actual exodus from Egypt took place the next day? And now we're still talking about in the evening. We're still talking about at nighttime. So it would seem logically that which paragraph should be recited? Only the first paragraph. Halleluka, Hallelu Adi Hashem. That seems to be much more in place. And yet you contend that you recite not just the first paragraph, but the second paragraph, Hallel as well. Amulam Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel responded, Ilu Mamtin Makros HaGever. Adayin lo higiyo lechatzi geula. Heich maskirim geula v'adayin lo nigalu. V'alo lo yatsu ela. They only left b'chatzi ayom shenema V'ayi be'atzam ayom hazeh, hotzi Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'gomer, elam b'keim on she'yitzchel b'mitzvah, omer lo merok. Beisil responded, if I have to wait till the actual physical exodus from Mitzrayim, I would have to wait till midday the following day. Because it says, v'ayi be'atzam ayom hazeh, hotzi Hashem es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So since we begin the Hallel, we tell him to complete it. Similar to the halacha, Hamaskul b'mitzvah, Om lo gemara. Someone begins a mitzvah, we tell him to complete it by reciting the second stanza. So one difficulty in the Yerushalmi is that even according to Beis Hillel, we're not completing the Hallel. We're only saying one more stanza. Here we have a whole dialogue between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel, and yet at the end of the day, we're only reciting one more paragraph, one more stanza. But beyond that, the greater difficulty is, what is the nature of this machlokes between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel? What is the element that underlies their dispute? How do we understand this machlokes Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel, whether one recites one paragraph of Hallel or one recites two paragraphs of Hallel? Question number four is based on the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Yudalam and Aleph. The Gemara is found at the bottom of page one, in the middle of the page, towards the bottom. Makar number five. The Gemara here poses the following question. Boyiminei, Ochi, Tana de Rabchia, Bahalel, Uvimigillah, Maushe Yafsik. The Mishnah already mentioned to us in Maseches Brachos that under certain circumstances, in certain parts of the Kriya Shema, one is allowed to be Masik. And here the question is, what about Bahalel, Uvimigillah? When a person is reciting Hallel, or a person is saying the Megillah, is one allowed to be masik? Amrina, the Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, Kriyashma daraisa posek. Kriyashma, which is a din daraisa, and yet even though it's a din daraisa, Chazal allowed us to go ahead and be masik. Hala rabbanon mi boy. Hala, which is only a din rabbanon, certainly one should be allowed to be masik. Or Dilma, or the Gemara says, perhaps no. Maybe we should say, Pirsumeni sadif, that wherever you have an element of Pesuminisa, so that's an overriding factor. Somehow Pesuminisa is overriding, and perhaps one will not allow to be Mafsik. Pesuminisa does not warrant any kind of Hefsik. Amalei, the Gemara answers, Posek vein bekach klum. The Gemara answers, you're allowed to be Mafsik, and we're not concerned. There's no problem. The Gemara ends by saying, Omar Rabba, Yomim Shayochi Gomer Sahalel, the days where Yochin completes the Hallel, the Gemara says there are 21 days a year where you say the Hallel. So the Gemara indicates Ben Perak Leperak Posek. If you are between Prokim, you're allowed to be Mafsik. Beemta Perak Eino Posek. If you're in the middle of the Perak, you're not allowed to be Mafsik. However, Yomim Shayna Yochin Gomer Sahalel, days where the Yochin does not complete the Hallel, then the halacha is, even if you are in the middle of a perek, you're allowed to be masik. So here we have a statement that the Gemara says that even though Hallel and Megillah, there's an element of presuming Nisa, the halacha is posek vein bekaklum. You're allowed to interrupt the Hallel. Rabbi Niona in Maseches Brachos notes that even if there is no bracha, as is the case on the night of Pesach, one is not permitted to interrupt the saying of Hallel. On Pesach, as we know, at nighttime we say Hallel. There is no bracha that said in the context of the Hallel that we say as part of the Haggadah. And yet Rabbi Yonah writes that one is not permitted to be mafsik. One is not permitted to go ahead and interrupt the saying of Hallel. If so, the question is, how do we on Pesach night break up the Hallel? We interrupt the Hallel with a meal. We mentioned before that the Mishnah implies that Hechanu Omer, that we are not reciting the entire Hallel. We're reciting either one stanza according to Beis Shammai or two stanzas according to Beis Hillel. But Rabbi Yonah claims that on Pesach night we cannot be mafsig. So now the question is, how do we say two stanzas according to Beis Hillel and then interrupt it with the meal? In general, why did Chazal decide to split the Hallel into two segments on the night of Pesach? One segment is found before the meal, and then we have the meal, and then we have the other segment. After the meal is over, we begin the second segment of Hallel. Why the necessity to divide the Hallel somehow into two different segments? Question number five. Taisus writes in Brachas on Daf Yudalam and Aleph, and we show him in Psachim, the Ran and others. Quote Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said that there are two brachas recited on the halal that we say on Leil HaSeder. Before the first two paragraphs, the Yerushalmi says we recite Likros HaSeder. And then after the Suda, after Shvach HaMascha, after the second segment of halal has been said, we recite the bracha Ligmor HaSeder. So Rishonim asked the question, if a bracha is made, how can one be masik at all? Once you make a bracha, how are you allowed to be masik? Of course, our practice is not to make a bracha, but we are still masik with a seuda. So why don't we make a bracha on the halal on Leil HaSeder? Obviously, we don't make a bracha. And the question is, why not? There is a second minog also mentioned to say a bracha before the second half of halal, or perhaps a bracha before the first half of Hallel. But whatever the case is, the question is, why don't we make a bracha on the Hallel on Leil HaSeder? So we have a number of questions that we have asked on the question of Hallel, and we will now attempt to resolve some of these issues. Let's examine for a moment the origins of Hallel. The Ranan Avim Sochim, on page number 1, Makar number 9, upper left-hand corner, just turn the page sideways, refers to a famous of Haigon. And I'll read the first three lines. Avrabeinu Haigon Zal Kasa B'tshuva She Mevarchim Al Halal Shebelel Ebsochim Ligmor Asa Halal. On the night of Pesach, we don't say a bracha Ligmor Asa Halal. She'ein on the Korin El Sa B'Torah B'Torah's Korin Ela B'Torah's Omer Shira. He says something incredibly striking. He speaks about two different types of Halal. One Halal that said as an element of Kriya, another halal that said as an element of Shira. He writes the halal that one says on Pesach night is not said b'taras korin, as if one is involved in kriyas halal, but rather it's said b'taras Shira. Shekach shoninu Rav Gamliel Omer refers to the Mishnah that we mentioned. U'b'seifa lefikach anu chayam lahodos lahalel lefikach imbad am levarach mishaskim asof. Someone wants to make a bracha, we would tell him to be quiet. Elo divri agon zal. V'chein yiskim agon, Rav Tzemach, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzhak ben Geir zal. So there is no concept of a bracha, because somehow the halal Pesach night is not a halal shal kriya, but a halal shal shir. What exactly does that mean? If you look again at page 1, lower left-hand corner, item number 6, the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah in Perek Gimel tells us, below halal shal Chanukah b'vad hu shemidivrei sofrim, ela kriyas halal le'olam b'divrei sofrim b'chal hayamim shegom b'memes halal. Rambam tells you that the din of halal is the din of rabbanon. There's no obligation in our Torah to recite halal. There were rishonim who held that the din of halal is the din d'araisa. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam indicates that it's a din of rabbanon. Kriyas halal is the din of rabbanon b'chal hayam shegom b'memes halal. Ushmona asa yom b'ashana mitzvah ligma b'memes halal. There are 18 days in the year where there's an obligation to say halal. The Rambam lists those days: Shmonas Yimei Chag, 8 days of Sukkot; Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah; Rishon Shel Pesach, Yom Atzeres, Shavuos, Avos Shana, Yom Kippurim, Eimayim Halal. Lefi Shein Yimei Tshuva, V'Yir of Afacha, Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. V'Lo Tikna Halal B'Purim, Shekriyas Megillah, Hua Halal. The Rambam indicates in Halacha Zayin where you have Yom Tisheni Shel Golios. So then we have 21 days we say Halal. And Rosh Chodesh, he writes, Kriyas HaHalal is a minog, ve'ein mitzvah. The Ravid is masking on the Rambam, and the Rambam claims that the Halal is midivrei sofrim, midrabanan. So the Ravid says that there is an asay midivrei kabbalah. The Ravid refers to a pasuk, Kashir yelochem kaleil his kadesh chag. There's a mocker in Tanakh, midivrei kabbalah, for the idea of Halal. The Magen Mishnah explains over here, he points out that the Gemara comments in Psachim, the Gemara says in Avi Psachim, and the Gemara actually is found on the second page, upper right hand corner. The Gemara says, Halal zeh mi amoro, Nevi'im shebeinayim tiknu lehem liyisrael, Nevi'im ha-mesakim v'klal yisrael shiyom masal al kol perek v'perek, v'al kol tzar v'tzar shalom tavo alayim. The halal should be said, al kol perek v'perek, V'al kol tzara shalom tavo alayim, uchshenigolin, if we are nigal, redeemed from etzara, omer masal gula, at the moment of gula, we say halal. So the Magen Mishnah explains that the Nevi'im were misaking Hallel al kol tzara shenigalu mimenu. However, to say Hallel b'yom kvuim, he writes, days that were established, days that are fixed, that obligation is a din d'rabbanan. That's only midivrayim. And any pasuk that the Gemara quotes, such as the Gemara in Erechin, the pasuk mentioned by the Ravid, Hashiri Yadochem Kelel is Kaddish Chag, that's only what we call in Asmachta Valma. When the Gemara says here, on page number 2, upper right hand corner, the Nevi'im of Misakein to say Hallel al kol perek uperek, so the Rashbam says, what does it mean, kol perek uperek? Kind of a golem, referring to the Shalsh Regolem. For this Gemara, one can deduce that the primary thrust of the Takanas and the Nevi'im was to recite the Hallel on Shalsh Regolem, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and Sukkos, and during times of Tzara, of anguish and distress. In light of the Gemara, the distinction of the Magen Mishneh, that he said that during a crisis that they were safe from, that Hallel is the Takanas Nevi'im, and the other days, the Yavim Tovim, which are assigned, are only with Rabbanan, it's difficult to comprehend. For the Gemara clearly finds the two ideas parallel and coextensive. The Gemara says, Al Kol Perek V'Perek, V'Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara. The Gemara speaks about Al Kol Perek V'Perek V'Shol Shri Golden, and also Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara. And they seem to be identical, seem to be synonymous. Secondly, the Ravid that we mentioned on page 1 critiques the Rambam and claims that Hallel is founded upon an Asemi Divrei Kabbalah. A pasuk in Tanakh, Hashir Yelachem, Kolel is Kaddish Chag. It's not simply drabanon, or rabbinic in nature. So the Biskorov, the Chatzalik Debracha, explains the difficulties in light of a novel Chiddush of Rav Hai Gaon, quoted by the Ran in Masechet Pesachim, that we just alluded to on page 1, Makor number 9. Rav Hai has formulated two genre, two types of Hallel. One is Hallel Shel Kriya, which is a din d'rabbanan, to be recited during the 18 days that the Gemara says, Yochid Gomer Ben Mesa Hallel. And when the Chacham enacted that Hallel, they affixed the bracha to it, like they did by all mitzvahs d'rabbanan in general, mitzvahs d'rabbanan, chazal, misakein, and the bracha precedes the mitzvah d'rabbanan. That is one type of Hallel, the Hallel Shel Kriya, which chazal assigned on Yomim Kvuim, and that, of course, has a bracha associated with it. We know on Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, Sukkos morning, we make Hallel with the bracha, and that is the Hallel Shel Kriya, one type of Hallel that Rav Hai Gaon refers to. But there's a second type of Hallel, says Rav Hai Gaon. That is the Hallel of Shira. And that is the Hallel we recite, for example, on the night of Pesach. Because the Karban Pesach is accompanied, the Mishnah writes in Psochim, by the recitation of Hallel. And that Hallel is not a Hallel Shel Kriya, but Hallel Shel Shira. And apparently, says Rav Hai Gaon, that a Hallel Shel Shira, no bracha was enacted connecting with a Hallel Shel Shira. The question, therefore, of the Ravid against the Rambam dissipates. Because the verse cited by the Ravid, Hashir Yelachem Kalel is Kaddish Chag, is referring to a Hallel Shel Shira. And it speaks of Kalel is Kaddish Chag, specifically referring to the Hallel of Pesach night. And that Hallel is the quintessence of Hallel Shel Shira, the way Rav Hai Gaon and the Biskorov explicates it. It's not a Hallel Shel Kriya. That Hallel on Pesach night is B'divrei Kabbalah. But the Rambam is speaking of the first and basic fundamental genre of Hallel during the 18 days of the Yochid says Hallel. That's called Hallel Shel Kriya. Or 21 days of Chutzar and the Golah. And there, of course, we do cite a bracha. So we have two types of Hallel. Hallel Shel Kriya, such as Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, Sukkos morning, and that Hallel bracha is recited. And then we have a second kind of Hallel called Hallel Shel Shira, relevant to the night of Pesach, and apparently, on this Hallel, no bracha is recited. The proof of this lies in the fact that the Rambam does not include the night of Pesach in the litany of 18 days or 21 days, where one is obligated to say this so-called Hallel Shel Kriya. Secondly, the Rambam in Chametz Tzimatzeh Peraches Paskins, no bracha is made on the Hallel at Pesach night, which seems to parallel this position of Rav Hai Gaon. There are two types of Hallel: Hallel Shel Kriya, where we say a bracha, and Hallel Shel Shira, we do not say a bracha. And perhaps the Biskolov says that this is also the understanding of the Magen Mishneh that we mentioned a few moments ago. He distinguished between Hallel on Yom Kippurim, on days that are fixed, that we say Hallel, that's the Din D'Rabbanan. Mashenkin Hallel, said over a Tzara, for which we were saved, that's Takanas Nevi'im. That being redeemed from a Tzara warrants Shira, similar to the Shira of Hallel that we say on Pesach night. That Hallel is Takanas Nevi'im. while the halal of regi yomtiv is a bidik in nature, because that is said as a halal shel kriya and not a halal shel shira. So what emerges from this is that there are tzvei dinim, there's a dialectic when it comes to halal. There's a halal shel kriya that we say every yomtiv morning, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That halal is recited with the bracha. Chazal enacted that mitzvah to say halal. There's a second halal which is said on Pesach night, or halal which says al kol tzara b'tzara lichshen nigalim, any tzara for which we are nigal, and that halal is a different type of halal entirely. It's a so-called halal shashira, which is not accompanied by a bracha. The Briskov continues and says, perhaps in the halal shel kriya that's recited on Yom Tiv, the entire halal must be recited. And he refers to a Tosefta that's found on page 5 in Masachas Melachos. The Tosefta on the right hand, in the middle of the page, Tosefta writes, Halel b'shevach u'tfila ma'akvo zo zo. The Tosefta indicates that Halel, Shevach, and Tfilah ma'akvim zeh zeh, that is to say, we're talking about Halel Shalom has to be said, and not Chatzi Halel. And this, of course, refers to, said the Biskov, in the Halel Shal Kriya. And it's also Meduyok in the terminology of Chazal, because Chazal speak of Yudches Yomim, Sha'ayochit Gomer Ma'am Esa Halel. A partial Halel would not be halakhically valid. But this concept only relates to a Halel Shal Kriya. But a Halel which is recited over the Gulas Yisrael on the redemption of the Jewish people from a crisis situation, that's founded upon a different concept. Namely, that's a Halel which is Noveh Mitoch Shiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Gula. And here there's no obligation which would demand a whole unified Halel at one time. There's the distinction between Halel which is said almost spontaneously as a result of its Sara that we will niggle from, or Leila Seder, to the halal which is kavua, which is fixed. That halal which is fixed requires the bracha. It is included under the yudches yamim shayochet goyim emes halal. We say the entire halal, as opposed to halal shel shira, which is a halal that is recited spontaneously, and it's recited as a result of hatsala, yeshua, geula, mitochei zetzara. That's a halal shel shira that has no bracha associated with it, and halal shel shira, we don't have to say the entire halal. A proof can be induced from the Mishnah Psachim and Daf Samach Daled, a very well-known and famous Mishnah. The Mishnah comments over there with reference to the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah says, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer, miyameim shal kat shlishis lo igiu levahafti b'nei sha'ama muatim." The halos that accompanies the slaughter of the Korban Pesach was certainly a halos shal shira. It was not indispensable for the entire halal to be said. It was said, actually, Klal Yisrael was divided into different kitot, different groups, and each time a kat came to bring the Korban Pesach, they offered the Korban Pesach and said halal with it. However, the Mishnah writes, when the third kat appeared, so they didn't finish the entire halal. Apparently, the entire halal does not have to be said. Why is that so? Because apparently this halal is a halal shel shira. It does not necessarily warrant the recital of the entire halal. The Ran after recites this concept, and after he actually cites the concept, rather, of Rav Aigon, who posits two types of Hallel, ends by saying, therefore no bracha is recited on the Hallel of Pesach 9. Because that Hallel is not a Hallel Shel Kriya, but a Hallel Shel Shira. The Mordechai adds that no bracha is recited because we interrupt the Hallel to eat the meal. We're going to have a Suda, implying that the nature of this Halal Shal Shira is markedly different from the Halal Shal Kriya. In other terms, or in other words, Halal Shal Kriya, to sum up, is recited on Pesach morning, at Shavuos morning, at Sukkot morning, and Yom Tovim. It's an aspect of Simchas Yom Tov, and as well, it's recited on days like Chanukah, Zechel Nes, to commemorate the miracle that took place then. On Rosh Chodesh, as we know, and mentioned by the Rambam already, Hilchos Chanukah, there's a minute to say Chatzi Halel. There are elements of Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh as well, such as the Korban Musaf. According to the Torah, in the name of the Gaonim, there is an aspect of Simcha that exists as well on Rosh Chodesh. But in effect, what we recite is Hef Halel, as it is known colloquially. However, in sharp contradistinction to this Halel of Kriya, stands the Halal Shel Shira. The Halal Shel Shira demands spontaneity. The halo shel shira flows directly from the Jew experiencing the Yeshua Hashem. Mitech tzara, this Jew was zecha ta tzara and tigula, and as a result of that, there's an obligation to say halo. The original halal recited by Jews on Hanukkah was also a halal shel shira, for it welled up from the depths of their heart a sense of boundless gratitude of Hakaras HaTov for the Chasdei Hashem, for the redemptive beneficence of the Almighty. The halal, however, we recite today on Hanukkah is only said zecher l'nes, and therefore that's a halal shel kriya. And those the first Pesach, when we said Hallel, that Hallel b'shas hanes, as we'll see in a little while, is a Hallel shel shira. Mashenkin, the Hallel that said subsequently in future doros, generations after, has the din of a Hallel shel kriya. The nature of that Hallel is markedly different. So what therefore is the chiddush of Rav Haigon, that even now on Pesach night, the Hallel we recite millennia after our exodus from Egypt is considered to be still in the gather of a halal shel shira? And the question is why? The answer is, and that we go back to the Mishnah and the Rambam that we began with at the very beginning of the Shia, namely, the chol dor vador chayav adam liras es atzmo kilu yatzim mitzrayim shenemar v'yigadot olabincha bayom ahu leymor ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. And the Rambam's Lashon, as he pointed out in Makor number 2 in Perek Zayin, Alach Ava b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam leharos es atzmo, ki ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza ato mishibu mitzrayim. It's as if right now I have left the Shibud of Egypt, shenem av son hotzi misham, v'al dova zeh tziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah commanded us, v'zachar teki evad ha'yisa kleima, ki ilu ato bi'atzmecho yisa evet, says the Rambam, v'yotza so l'cheiros v'niftes, as if right now you are subjugated, you are in bondage, and you, as a result of your bondage, you left the bondage, and you are in effect redeemed. And that was the language of Bechol Dor Vador, Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo. And then what follows is Lefikach Anachtu Chayav Lahodos Lahala. As a consequence, in effect, what is happening? We are not simply vicariously simulating what happened in days of yore, but rather, we are in Pesach night, are holding B'Shas HaNes. We are in effect are re-experiencing every Leil HaSeder, the salvation, the Yeshua of Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, since Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam in the Lashon HaMishnah, Liras Es Atzmo, Kilu Yatzah B'Mitzrayim, or in the Lashon HaRambam, Chayav Adam Leharas Es Atzmo, Kilu Yatzah Ato, Mishib B'Mitzrayim, Lefikach Hanav Chayav L'Hoydes L'Halal Shabech L'Foyer. And therefore the Hallel we recite is a Hallel Ki'ilu B'Shas HaNes, and thereby constitutes a Hallel Shel Shira and not a Hallel Shel Kriya. What are the practical distinctions between Hallel that said Zecher L'Nes, what we have termed in the name of Rav Haigon a Hallel Shel Kriya, that's recited on Yom Tov, in contradistinction to the Hallel Shel Shira that's recited on Pesach night? And the answer is that Hallel Shel Kriya, or the Hallel that said Zecher L'Nes, or that expresses Simchas Yom Tov, that Hallel can only be recited in the course of the day. That Hallel has to be said Dafka Bayom. There's a din that one says Hallel in the course of the day. There is a famous Mishnah in Megillah, Masechet Megillah and Dafchof, which is found in Makor number 10 and page number 2. In the middle of the page on the right side, directly below the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah has a whole list of items that require dafka day. Kol hayim kosher lekriyas haMegillah, lekriyas haHalel, lekriyas Shofar, lentzilas lulav, lentzilas haMusafim, bechulu bechulu. The Mishnah says there are certain mitzvahs that dafka must take place in the course of the day, and among those mitzvahs are kriyas haMegillah, that has to be read during the day. But the Kriyas HaHalel as well has to be read during the course of the day. The Gemara directly below, on the line, asks, what's the source for Halal Dafka Bayom? Minolon, the Yom HaKro, the Gemara quotes several psukim, Bayom Ma'elon Yizkorim Benasim. As far as the Din of Megillah, we have a pasuk, Bayom Ma'elon Yizkorim Benasim. As far as Halal, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy Mehulol Shem Hashem. The Hallel that's being said is being said from Mizvach Shemesh, from Zricha, from the time that the sun actually rises, Neitzach Hama, all the way till Mivayay, till Shkiyasach Hama. So the Gemara indicates that Hallel is one of those mitzvahs that demands dafka daylight hours. In light of that Mishnah, the question then is an obvious question. So how can one say Hallel B'Leila Seder? Here we are saying Hallel, Dafka, Balayla. As a matter of fact, we know that all the mitzvahs that take place on Pesach night take place at night time. We know that we can't even begin saying Kiddush. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, Tosfos writes in Pesachim, Tzadik Tesfos Mebeis, that Kol Mitzvah Halayla Hukshu Zalazeh. It says by the Korban Pesach, it says, V'yachol Es HaBasa Balayla Azeh. Therefore, all the Mitzvah Halayla take place Dafka at night time, and Hallel as well takes place at night time. So the question is how? It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah writes here in Megillah Daf Chof that the mitzvah of Hallel Dafka takes place in the course of the day. The Zohar says that during that long night of Gulas Mitzrayim, the sun was shining, and Laila Kayim Toir, the night was, shall we say, lit up as if it were the day. There is a famous tshuva of the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer, one of his responsim, was asked by Jews whose Rav was miraculously saved, was saved from a Chas V'Shalom near shipwreck. And the question was, when he returned, they wanted to know, could they say Hallel at night time? And the Chassam Sefer responded that the Mishnah Megillah that limits Hallel to the daylight hours only refers to Hallel that said Zechel Nes, a Nes that occurred in days of yore, many, many years ago. So the halacha is that Hallel can only be recited during the day. I'm commemorating a miracle, or Hallel relating to Simchas Yom Tov, but if we're talking about Hallel B'Shas HaNes, Hallel that said spontaneously, as a result, in response to a Nes that occurred, so then the halacha is that Hallel can even be recited at night. And apparently this is how the Rishkov Zatzal understood the Chiddush of Avai Gon, that the night of Pesach, in effect, for Jews everywhere, is the night of Nes, is the Shas HaNes. And that's why it engenders Shira that is recited spontaneously. That's what the Mishnah says in Lashon HaRambam, Chayav Odom Liros Esatzmo Kilu Yotvim Mitzrayim Shenema Vigadat Levincha Bayim Ahu Leymor Ba'avur Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'tzeis Mitzrayim. Or the Lashon HaRambam, Chayav Odom Leharos Esatzmo Kihilu U Yotza Ato Mishibu Mitzrayim. Now he left Mitzrayim, and the Rambam refers to the pasuk, and he defines it beautifully. Bizachar tekevet ha-yisa klema, kilu ata ba'atzmecha yisa eved, b'yatzasa l'cheirus v'niftes. Right now you have, in effect, emerged from subjugation, from bondage. And therefore, we now understand why no bracha is recited on this particular Hallel. Because this Hallel is a spontaneous Hallel. This Hallel, in effect, cannot possibly warrant the bracha. The affixing of a bracha would convey the notion we have been commanded to carry out this mitzvah. Because again, as we said earlier, whenever Chazal introduced a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, so that mitzvah d'Rabbanan is preceded by a bracha. Because Chazal was saking bracha, so the mitzvah d'Rabbanan. And the bracha, of course, precedes the mitzvah d'Rabbanan, and kol ha-mitzvahs, b'varech aleihem, the Gemara says, ayu l'asiyasan, prior to the mitzvah mitzvah, we make a bracha. But this bracha, if it were to have been enacted, would negate the spontaneity of shira, of song and praise. The idea of bracha is therefore a second practical distinction between halal shel shira and halal shel kriya. Only in the halal shel kriya is there a concept of a bracha. Because here Chazal institute the bracha Zechel Nes that occurred many, many moons ago in days of yore, and now we are saying Hallel in commemoration of that, or on Yom Tov, where we have Zechel to that which occurred in Pesach, Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, Sukkos morning, and then Chazal enacted a bracha to accompany that recital of Hallel. However, the Hallel on Pesach night is a Hallel Shel Shira. It's a Hallel that emanates spontaneously, that somehow wells up within the hearts of those that were zeichet to the Hatzolah, to the Yeshua of Hashem Yisbarach. And as a result, that Hallel is deemed the Hallel Shel Shira and is not accompanied by a bracha. There's a third distinction between Hallel Shel Kriya and Hallel Shel Shira. Normally, one is not permitted to eat before the performance of the mitzvah. The Mishnah writes in Sukkah and indicates very clearly with reference to a lulav, reference to the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, whenever one has a mitzvah, saseh d'oraisa, to fulfill, one is not permitted to eat before the kiyum mitzvah. Also discussed by the Tzlach in his parish on Maseches Brachos, the first Mishnah writes that name aside Koran Kriya Shema Ba'arvin Mishor Shakon Nichlas Nechal B'tu Masan at Seif Hashmer Rishayna, the earliest time to say Kriya Shema from the time of Koran who was Tevel V'Herav Shimshon V'Giyah Itam Nechal B'Truma. Now the time comes to eat Truma. Koran only is the only one allowed to eat Truma. And now the question is, the Tzlach raises here also a similar question, the din that I'm not allowed to do anything before I'm a Kaim Mitzvah. And there's a Chakira, which again the Achronim talk about, whether this is based on the fact that one is not allowed to do anything before a Dvar Mitzvah, or the din is that doing a Dvar Rashus before a Dvar Mitzvah is something which is absolutely not permissible. And the second possibility of the Chakira is that the issue is not doing something for a Dvar Mitzvah, doing a Dvar Shus for a Dvar Mitzvah, but rather the Chashash is Shema Yishkach. You might come to forget to do the Mitzvah, and therefore you are not permitted to do anything before the Mitzvah. The Nafkamina would be, for example, if I have a Shomer who will remind me, if the time is Shema Yishkach, that I might forget, I won't forget. If the time is doing a Dvar Shus or doing something for a Dvar Mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. Even with a Shomer, you're still doing a Dvar Shus for a Dvar Mitzvah. Whatever the case is, the Halacha does not permit us to eat before the performance of a mitzvah. And this applies whether it's before doing the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, before being behind the mitzvah of shofar, one is not permitted to eat, a father before a bris milah, before a pinyan haben, and similarly, one is not allowed to go ahead and eat before halel. And interestingly enough, that you have also a rokeach, a comment of the rokeach, he speaks about the tightness of the chasen of the kala. Why do we chasen the kala fast v'yom chupasim? There are many tam that are given. It's a kind of Yom Kippur. The Okeach suggests a novel tam in light of what we're saying till now, namely, since they're about to go ahead and fulfill a mitzvah, therefore there's an isra achila. Whenever you have a mitzvah about to be performed, one is not allowed to eat before the kiyum mitzvah. And yet, as we mentioned in the Halal Shel Shira that we are saying on the night of Pesach, we say a partial halal. According to Beshamai, one stanza. According to Beis Hillel, two stanzas. That's how we pass through the halacha. And then we eat a meal, and then we complete the halal. Question is, why is this halal so radically different? Why is this halal somehow so markedly different? The Gemara at the end of the third perek of Maseches Tainis, found here in Makor number 11, the Gemara speaks about taniyos that were set up because of kshamim, because of a time of batzaret, a time of famine. The Gemara indicates that if rain falls before midday, the tzibur goes home to eat, and then returns to shul to say halal. The Gemara has the kasha found here on Makor number 11 on page 2. V'neima halal meikara. The Gemara says, why do they go home to eat and then return to shul to say halal? Why don't they say halal at the very outset? So the Gemara answers, Abayi v'Rava d'Yamri Tavayu l'fi shein omim halal. How is halal to be said? Halal is only to be said on a full stomach. Nefesh sveya v'keres meleya. So this is really incredible. The question arises every Yom Tov. Obviously we recite halal Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, Sukkot morning, and we don't eat. We generally don't eat before davening. That's a problem of a pasuk in Chumash, a Gemara in Brachos, le'saychal adam. Or the Gemara quotes the other pasuk, "V'yosli shlachta acharei gavecha altiku gavecha legeyecha." Became in Zgoya. Person is full of gaiva after having a wonderful meal. Then he goes to approach Hashem Yisbarach in tefillah. That's obviously not possible. So certainly, one is not permitted to eat before davening. And wherever Yom Tov, we do not eat before davening. We recite halal first. And yet over here, the Gemara says in Tainis at the end of the third perek, that after the rain began to fall, so first they went home, had a seuda, and then they came back to say halal. And the Gemara says, because halal can only be said on nefesh sveya v'keres meleya, but it's not true. The answer is that is the case in the halal shel kriya of zechlanes, or the halal that said every yom tiv mishum simchas yom tiv. Then the din is that a halal that was enacted by Chazal, that was said Zechel and Nes, that happened many, many years ago, a halal on Yomim Kvuim, that halal we said is called a halal Shal Kriya. And before a halal Shal Kriya, one is not permitted to go ahead and engage in eating and drinking. However, a halal Shal Shira, one that emanates from Yeshua Hashem, from its Sarah, from which you are Nigal, that halal is inextricably intertwined with the Seudas Seidah, a meal of thanksgiving. Therefore, we recite a part of the halal, but the bulk of the halal is going to be recited after the meal. How will be recited? The answer is, Al Nefesh Sveya V'keres Malaya. So we have two different types of halal. Halal Shal Kriya, that does not permit a bracha. Halal Shal Kriya, rather, I'm sorry, the contrary, has a bracha, but does not permit eating and drinking before the halal. And this is in contradistinction to Halal Shal Shira, where there is no bracha, and yet that Halal Shal Shira can be broken up, as we do on Leila Seder, we recite one or two stanzas, we have a meal, in fulfillment of this Gemara in Tainis, Einayim Halal Nefesh Sveya V'keres Malaya, and then we recite the bulk of the Halal afterwards. The Balamor and Masech Sochem notes this as the basis for the bulk of the Halal being recited after the meal, based on this Gemara in Masechas Tainis. What emerges out now from this analysis is something very novel. The Suda on Leila Seder, therefore, is no longer simply a Sudas Yom Tov, which is precipitated by the obligation of Kavod Yom Tov, of Einig Yom Tov, of Simchas Yom Tov, but rather, it's in the words of the Netziv in his Agada, a bona fide Sudas Haidah. We are saying Haidah to Hashem Yisbarach over a nes that has just occurred. This Suda is initiated by one paragraph of Halal according to Beis Shammai, by two paragraphs of Halal according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, the central feature of Haidah ensconced in the second stanza of Halal, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, that is the position, which of course is, according to Beis Shammai, this idea of Haidah, which is found in the second stanza of Halal, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Beis Yaakov Yam Lois, must be said after the meal is over. Why? Because it can only be said Al Nefesh Sveya V'keres Malaya. But apparently, what's the position of Beis Hillel? He obviously has a different position. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Chaf, the Gemara actually quotes in Psochim the opinion of Rabbi Ben Azariah that the current Pesach has to be completed. The Gemara says Min HaTorah by midnight. According to Rabbi Ben Azariah, the same thing applies to Matzah. Because there's an analogy, as I mentioned earlier, between Pesach and Matzah. According to Chacham, that's only a din d'rabbanan, laharchik adam min avera. A person should not be led to avera. We tell him to eat everything by chatzos. But really, one can go beyond chatzos. The Shulchan Aruch advises us to eat the matzah before midnight on Leil HaSeder. The Ran, which is quoted by the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch contends that once you finish the entire Seder, all dalakos of shayayin, all the four cups of wine, before chatzos. Others contend only the afikomen must be eaten before chatzos. The question is, what about halal? So the Miri says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the first part of halal must be concluded before chatzos. The question is, what does that mean according to Beis Hillel? Yitz Hashem will continue this shir in the next segment, shortly, and we will be able to see the other elements, both in halacha and hashkafa, that are relevant to these two types of halacha.